The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
So the first reading we heard from the prophet Ezekiel comes at a particular time in Israel's history. It was in 587 BC, so almost 600 years before the time of Jesus, that the Babylonians invaded Judah and they sacked the capital of Jerusalem and they took all the people that were even somewhat important and deported them throughout the area of the Middle East in that time. And the temple being destroyed and the country being ransacked and the people who were left were just the peasants. And the leaders were all in Babylon or other areas of the Babylonian Empire. And they were wondering what was God's plan in all of this. And afterwards, this prophecy came that the idea of these dead and dried out bones with no hope, the understanding is that's the desolation that happened after the invasion. But there was the prophecy that one day God would restore Israel, and he did this metaphorically by this image of these bones coming back to life. Now, later, of course, because like a lot of things in Scripture, there are many layers that talk about even the resurrection of the dead, and so therefore it became one of the primary Scripture passages that look forward to the time when Jesus' death and resurrection give access to eternal life. And so these are really readings of hope, not only for Israel, but hope for the church and hope for the people. Now, in our own world, we might think that, you know, well, these kind of things don't happen anymore, but they do happen all the time. There continues to be various wars and conflicts and persecutions that happen. Actually, I saw that just recently that the Bishop of Nicaragua was arrested, and before that, the government has shut down churches and did house arrest with various priests because they see the church as a threat. And so they're basically outlawing religious practice in that country at this time, even though it is a majority Catholic country. And so we think that, well, these things can't happen to us, but they can happen to us. And that's why our ability to worship is a great gift. I was talking to some priests. We had a vicariate meeting this last week. And at the vicariate meeting, between Beaverton and Washington County, we have quite a few priests, and we're able to cover for one another. But it is kind of a luxury, because in other parishes that I've been at, I was the only priest in this huge area, and if I couldn't be there to celebrate Mass, there was no one else to cover. And a lot of it would be scrambling at the last minute if I ever had, like when I had COVID, for example. I spent all day trying to find a priest to even cover. And so it is one of those things for us to keep in mind that we should be grateful and thankful for the gifts that we have and to be able to see that for what it truly is, because there's no guarantees. And we want to make sure that first of all, we do what we can to enable us to be able to worship in spirit and truth, but also to appreciate the great gifts that we have and not take that for granted. Now, in the gospel, Jesus gives us an easy recipe when it comes to how we're supposed to be as Catholics, and that is to love God with our heart, mind, and soul, and then our neighbor as ourself. These are those kind of laws that it's great in a way because they're easy to remember. Like, nobody can say, well, I can't possibly remember those 613 Jewish laws I'm supposed to follow, but love God, neighbor, and self is pretty easy to remember. But the difficult thing is to put it into practice, because it's easy to say we're loving God with our whole mind, heart, and soul, but we know we can all improve in that sort of thing. And then also when it comes to our love of neighbor, that we can always improve. And Jesus's laws are always to that degree. It's not something where we figure, well, I'm good, I've done all I need to do, but there's always an additional challenge and always an additional blessing that comes with it.